Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Krisis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Ach, someone ate a kazayas of chalev, type of fat that is also, that is a chi of karis on it. But he ate a b'shoigig, the chalev. Afterwards, he ate another kazayas of chalev, also b'shoigig, also by mistake. And both these times that he ate the chalev, it was behelam echad. Helam is like a state of unawareness, literally hidden. You may have seen a tzedakah poster that says, and it was donated by Haroitza Be'ilum Shemoy, a person that doesn't want his name to be known. So in this case, it means a state of unawareness. Or to make it simpler, what does behelam echad mean? He ate the first kazayas of chalev b'shoigig, the second kazayas of chalev b'shoigig. He didn't know in between. He was not made aware that he ate the chalev. And that's the reason that ain the chayav lechatas achas, he's only chayav one chatas. Zakta batanura. If he ate the chalev b'shoigig, then he was told, you know, you just ate chalev. That was chalev, oy vey. Then he ate another kazayas of chalev, also b'shoigig. Now he would be chayav two chatas. But if he didn't know in between, even if a considerable amount of time elapsed between the first one and the second one, it doesn't make a difference. He's chayav only one chatas. Zakt aber der Mishnah weiter, but if achal chelev v'dam v'noiser upigol, he ate the chelev that's awesome. Dam, blood. Noiser, a carbon that was left over after the deadline. And pigol, I presume, and now we know what pigol is. That's where the kain had a machshava during one of the dalet avodas, to eat it or to be makter it past this man. Even though he did all of this, b'shoigeg, behelam echad, in one state of unawareness, he was not informed in the middle that he was over any avera, but chayiv, he would be obligated to bring a separate carbon, al kol echad ve'echad, on each one of these isurim that he was over. These are four different shigagas, one has no shaykhs to the other. Zakt de Mishnah weiter, v'zeh, and this would be chomer a chumra that you would have. B'minim harba, by eating different types of avarice of an iser, more so, may mean echad, than eating one type of iser. The chumra being that even though it was in one state of unawareness, he didn't realize at all that he did an avera, but because they're separate isurim, chelev, dam, nicer, and pigle, he has to bring a chatas for each. On the other hand, v'chaim, there is a chumra that you have, b'min echad, where he eats one type of iser, more so, may mean in harba than eating several types of iser. She'im ochel kechotzi zayis, if he ate a half a zayis of iser. V'chazav ochel kechotzi zayis, and then he turned around and ate another half a zayis, and you need the size of a zayis to be chayav achatas. Well, if both were mimin echad, from one type of iser, let's say he had a half a gazayas of chalev, and later another half a gazayas of chalev, then chayev, he would be mechuyev to bring a karban chatas. But if he ate two half a gazayas of mishnei minim, let's say a half a gazayas of noiser and a half a gazayas of pigle, then potter would be potter on a karban. The Batanura says that the chiddush would be, even if the two half a zayasim don't necessarily come from the same source, they're not part of the same tafshel. Could even be one half of gazayas was cooked, the other was roasted. But Lamaisa, he ate one dish and there was a half of gazayas of chalev, then a different dish from someplace else and there was a half of gazayas of chalev, and it was in one state of unawareness. There's a connection there for him to bring a karban chatas. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if a person eats a gazayas of chalev b'shoigeg, then another gazayas of chalev b'shoigeg, he did not realize in between that he was over in Aveira, there's only one chatas. But if he ate multiple isurim, chalev, dam, noiser, and pigle, even though here too he was not made aware in the middle that he was over in Aveira, but he has to bring a separate carbon for each. That's the chumrah with different isurim. Even though he wasn't aware in the middle, he has to bring a separate carbon for each. The chumra with one mean would be, if let's say he ate a half a zayas of chalev and then another half a zayas of chalev, we connect the two. If it was in one state of unawareness, not so the case if let's say he ate a half a zayas of chaylev and then a half a zayas of noiser and so on.